Hey, Rock, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me, Francis. I'm psyched to be here.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hosting a holiday party this season, right, and you're excited to have everyone over, but maybe you have a cousin that just turned vegetarian, or, you know, your niece is bringing her vegan girlfriend, and if you're not used to cooking that way, what do you say to those people?
Yeah, it can really throw people for a loop. You know, I think the primary thing to keep in mind is that if someone's coming over to your house and they have any kind of, you know, food allergy or sensitivity, or they're vegetarian or vegan, I think first and foremost, you want to make them feel welcome.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people who say don't eat dairy or are vegan, so meaning they don't eat, you know, dairy and eggs or any meat or animal products, I think often they feel a little bit singled out when they go over to a house for a holiday meal and, like, you know, the host maybe makes one vegetarian dish that's just for them and no one else is allowed to go near it, or
because we only made enough for
exactly because there's meat and everything else, or you know, it can throw the host for a loop too, just because maybe they're not used to cooking vegetarian food or vegan food or something without dairy or eggs or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. It's like the stress of, oh, I don't know how to cook for a vegetarian.
Oh, totally.
You know, we just people ask me too around this time. It's like, oh, what's a great vegetarian centerpiece dish? Like, because you really have the mindset of like, well, if I'm not going to give them the ham,
right?
I'm not going to give them the turkey or the big roast beef. Like, what big thing can I put on the table? And it's like, well, you can do like a stuffed squash, which is great, but it's a whole other thing you got to do.
Right. Right.
So, what's a good non-stressful way of planning that meal without having to think about, well, what's the ham and the vegetarian ham?
Right, right. You don't have to go the tofurkey route.
Right,
you don't
right, need right.
to, you know. There's lots of fun ways to go about it. One way that I love is lasagna.
Mm.
You can make it vegetarian and you can make it vegan. And that's something that will serve a crowd. And I guarantee you that probably every single person who eats meat will also dig into the lasagna.
Yeah, sure.
Another idea that I like to do is to, and this is going to sound boring, but I promise it's not, is to create a really nice bowl of grains. You know, cook up some fluffy quinoa, and it's really nice just for the holidays, mixed in with some wild rice, which has a tendency to be kind of heavy, but if you toss the quinoa in with it, the quinoa is kind of fluffy and lightens it up. Toast some nuts with spices, fry the nuts in oil maybe with a pinch of garam masala or ras el hanout or whatever your, you know, herbs de Provence, whatever your favorite spice blend is, and a couple pinches of flaky salt, toss that in with the grains, and then you have a really beautifully seasoned grain dish that then can be placed on the plate for someone who doesn't eat meat, and then they can dig into all of the other side dishes and have a complete protein. And sometimes I like to add lentils to the grains too, because sometimes having beans, you know, a bowl of beans on the table seems, you know, very I don't know, it's a bowl of beans. It seems very serious and maybe a little bit like people seem like, I don't know if I want to go there.
But it doesn't scream festive.
You know, it might not. But lentils are sweet and they're small. And, you know, actually, I think canned lentils are great. And you just give them a rinse under cold water and you can toss them in with your grains. And, you know, other ideas, like if you're making a giant salad that happens to have cheese in it and you have someone coming who doesn't do dairy or who's vegan, you can have the cheese on the side and make it a little bit. Don't have it on the side with a spoon and have it be sad. You know, you can, you know, maybe take some oil and warm it in a pan and add some herbs or spices to it and then pour it over the cheese. So seems like it's kind of supposed to be that way. I'm thinking feta or goat cheese or something that would hold its shape with some warm oil. And then, you know, people
like
can spoon that.
In that.
Exactly.
Garlic, herb, olive oil,
right,
or whatever.
Right. So it seems kind of purposeful. It doesn't seem like you just peeled out the cheese because, oh, I forgot this person's coming and they don't eat cheese.
Right.
Another idea is, take a sheet pan and throw a whole bunch of vegetables on it and roast them with some olive oil and salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You could do herbs or garlic. You don't have to.
Yeah.
I like to heat a sheet pan with the oven so that when you add the vegetables that have been tossed in oil, they sizzle like in a skillet, and then they get that browning and caramelization right away, and it helps cut down the cooking time, which is kind of cool.
How do you like to dress up roasted vegetables like that if they don't feel festive enough for a holiday thing?
Yeah, any kind of vinaigrette-type salad dressing you can toss with roasted vegetables. I have a recipe for this sauce that's made with miso and soy and a little bit of chili sauce, and it's kind of sweet and spicy and funky, and you can toss that with the roasted vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
And it just gives it this, like, you know, sticky, sweet, kind of roasty. It just enhances all the other flavors that are already happening.
I definitely want to get to this sauce because I've been smelling it for the last 10 minutes, and it smells incredible. But Sally, our producer, will have my head if I don't ask you about mushrooms, because she's like, oh my God, did you read about all the mushrooms in this book? So tell us about some of your ideas for great mushrooms.
Yeah, it's really funny. So I have two sons, and one eats meat. And I don't really cook meat at home. I'm mostly plant-based at home. And my other son is a vegetarian. He even was vegan for about a year. And he's 10, and he's been vegetarian for 3 years. And he will not touch mushrooms. Mm. So when I was working on this book, I was so excited to have a whole chapter of mushrooms because I got to eat them. So in the book, I have these really fun mushrooms that I grill and I toss with. They're kind of like falafel spices, so coriander and cumin. And you can grill them or put them on a grill pan. And then I have this kind of tahini dressing that's so good. And you get all the flavor of a falafel, in a mushroom. Because falafel is kind of a project, you know. And
Yeah,
you have to fry them and all of that. So I really love that recipe just because it's so satisfying.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the mushroom lardons, too.
Oh, yeah. When I was working on this book, I was trying to think about ways where I could mimic that kind of unctuous, deep, you know, sweet and savory flavor of bacon or pancetta. And I had this idea to kind of hard roast mushrooms and cut them small and toss them with some spices and, you know, put them in the oven with, you can do it with greens, you can do it with beans. It was smoked paprika, which brings out that smoky that you get from the bacon, a little bit of sweetness, some soy. It just kind of brings it all together in a way that kind of mimics bacon, but it doesn't taste so much like meat that you would actually turn off some vegetarians or vegans who, you know, might
actually
not
want
to
like
go there.
The flavor of meat.
You break something down into its flavor profile and then try to figure out, how do I crack this without using, you know, meat or butter or fish sauce, that kind of stuff. And it's really fun. It's fun in kind of a food science-y, nerdy way. I created this recipe for nduja, which some people call nduja. How do you pronounce it?
It's apostrophe N-D-U-J-A.
Right.
It's a spicy, spreadable Italian sausage.
Yes.
I think it's nduja.
I always called it nduja.
Sure.
Yeah. So I made a vegan version of it, actually, with olives and tomato paste and smoked paprika. And it has all of the elements of the pork nduja.
Yeah.
And it actually tastes so much like it that my boyfriend, who is vegan, he tried it. And he's like, oh, I don't want to eat that.
Okay. So earlier you mentioned making incredibly delicious sauces or dressings or condiments. You brought one of these sauces with you.
I did.
Can we taste it?
Yeah, let's taste it. Can I say what I brought in to dunk in the sauce?
Please do.
Well, I tried to get French fries, but it was too early, so I brought in McDonald's hash browns, which is
best.
So in this sauce, I put every single umami ingredient I could think of, except there's no cheese, so it's vegan. And I used a vegetarian Worcestershire sauce. But there's dried mushrooms, there's tomato paste, there's, I think, the magical umami ingredient, which is nutritional yeast. There's miso, there's roasted peppers and roasted garlic, and it's kind of like, well, what do you think?
It's like a combination of like a barbecue sauce I've never imagined, like a barbecue sauce in heaven.
This is it's like kind of ketchupy, it's kind of barbecue, but it's kind of neither. And there's some brown sugar in this, but there's no maple or honey or anything like that. So you get a lot of the sweetness from the tomato paste and the sweetness of the peppers.
Yeah.
And it's really fun because with a sauce like this, or a vinaigrette, or, you know, there's a couple glazes in the book that are made with miso and soy and smoked sesame oil, which has so much umami in it. You can add so much flavor to vegetables. Like a lot of people, I think they're creating a holiday table and trying to create a meat-free dish. And I think with a sauce or a glaze, you can just make them that much more interesting.
And real talk, this tastes better than any turkey anyway.
Well, everyone's always excited about the side dishes, right? Yeah. Kind of always the best part.
I just want to sit here and keep dunking.
Hash browns.
I'm going to try a pen next. All right. Thank you so much, Raquel.
Oh, you're welcome.